With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Americans applied for mortgage credit in greater numbers over recent months, even as they faced greater headwinds in getting those loans, according to new data from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. NASDAQ, which lists shares of some of the biggest U.S. tech companies on its exchange, said it had resolved a technical glitch that affected trading for more than 2 hours before Monday's open and that all systems were back up. The company did not give details about the severity of the problem. Workers at Volkswagen's Chattanooga, Tennessee assembly plant are seeking an election to join the United Auto Workers Union, setting up a critical test for UAW President Sean Fain's unprecedented campaign to expand the union's reach to foreign-owned automakers in the southern United States. Oil prices climbed about 1% to a four-month high on Monday on lower crude exports from Iraq and Saudi Arabia and signs of stronger demand and economic growth in China and the U.S. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.